Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Amelia in the Tax Quips forum with an interesting situation. Amelia and her husband are U.S. citizens working in Peru. Her husband is taking a temporary assignment in Mexico and needs to prepare a Form 8802, and they're confused about some of the rules. And wouldn't you believe it, but IRS doesn't offer any clear guidance. Well, Amelia, it's interesting. I've never seen this Form 8802 before, so thank you for the introduction. Looking at the fourth page, there is a place or code for Mexico. There isn't one for Peru, where you're currently residing, and Mike Emai, the North Carolina tax pro, explains that the U.S. doesn't have a tax treaty with Peru. Mike provides a detailed explanation about this certification process. Now, looking at the instructions on Form 8802 for the Form 1116, which is the foreign tax credit, yes, it's pretty clear that the question about being entitled to the foreign tax credit is a general question. IRS just wants to know that as an American taxpayer, you really are entitled to that credit. So give them as much paper as they can possibly have. Mike explains that you need to provide documentation to demonstrate you are not taxed as Peruvian residents, but rather as U.S. residents on the income tax by Peru for which you're claiming the foreign tax credit on the Form 1116. And that's what you're going to need to provide to the IRS as an attachment to this Form 8802. When it comes to explanations, use tabs to identify each set of documents and a table of contents that describes each one. Usually that helps. Other times some bureaucrat gets his or her hands on it, doesn't even read the docs, and sends a request for the documents that are already there. I don't know why. But remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about foreign tax considerations and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.